my luscious ones. I am so happy to be back with you all creating naughty content. Happy that this wild ride of October is almost done. I must have jinxed myself saying that October is like my favorite month of the year, but all is well. I'm feeling better and better every day. So I do have a few more follow-up appointments to make sure that all is actually healing as it should, but just very happy to be back. And with everything, like life's challenges, they always bring some positives and some funny stories with them, of course. One was, I knew that I was actually on the mend in the hospital when, let's call him Mr. Lacey, for lack of a better term for him, was kind of near my bedside and rubbing my head, and I was kind of just waking up, and just at the angle that I was in, I was face to face with his crotch, and one of my first thoughts was, wonder how much trouble I would get in for sucking cock right here in the hospital. I didn't do it, mind you, but not like he would have let me anyway. But yeah, that's always a good sign on my road to recovery. Also, eating lots and lots of popsicles, or some of you might call them ice pops, really helps with my oral fixation and cock sucking practice. I don't normally eat very many popsicles, but I'm really enjoying them, and you know, practicing on my sucking skills is never a wasted task. So that's positive as well. Ironically, like, the unlucky events just kept piling up this month, so obviously I took ill for a while. But then when I got home, I think it was the very next day, someone in my household contracted COVID, so that was an interesting challenge. Then I got down to the naughty room, I gave you guys an update, and then I decided, okay, I probably should take a day or two off just to rest, and then come back down to the naughty room and record. Well, in the meantime, again, Mr. Lacey decided that he was going to defrost our deep freeze, which is in the room beside my naughty room. Did that a couple days before, and when I finally came down to the naughty room to record, a good portion of the gross old defrosting water had somehow wicked its way under the wall to my naughty room and completely soaked the carpeting in here, which was not pleasant to open up the door in here, and wasn't the best smell. Wasn't the worst smell, granted, but yeah, just terrible. But again, a positive came out of it. Nothing really much was ruined. Just the carpet was wet, and I had like a comfy blanket and a warm like sweatshirt that I would put on, and those weren't salvageable. But none of my toys got damaged. Thank goodness. Nothing in the drawers or anything. They're pretty watertight. And it wasn't a flood. It was just like the carpet soaked up a lot of the water. So I don't have carpet back in here yet. I do have to get some replacement carpet, hopefully this week or by this weekend. It won't be long, but it feels a little not as comfy cozy as it normally does in here. But I did take that opportunity to redesign the naughty room a little bit. I've put up some, like the styrofoam sort of audio tiles that help with the noise in the recording. I still have a few more layers to do, but it really kind of looks almost like a mini recording studio in here. And I've moved my desk and my drawers and got another set of drawers. And I had actually purchased a mini little like chaise lounge, I guess that's what you call that, just to have somewhere to kind of recline or lay back, because sometimes I want that in the naughty room. I can only sit in this, it's a comfy leather chair, but sometimes I just want to, you know, take it easy, maybe get up to no good in here and in a different position. And I had actually purchased that before I took ill and was waiting to kind of figure out how I wanted to redesign the Naughty Room to fit it in. And so, you know, having the carpet needing to be replaced and having to do the things that I needed to do has highlighted exactly where I want it to go. And I'll be putting that in here as well once I get the carpet and the rest of the tiles done. So that was also a positive that has come out of this all. So again, I really do try to look on the bright side of most things, and I know things happen for a reason. And, you know, despite it being not a pleasant experience, I can look back and see the good in it and the good for the future. So thank you as well for all your amazing well wishes and your genuine concern for me and for supporting me through that. You guys are, I can't even believe, you're awesome. And I'm not going to say I don't deserve you, because of course I think I do, but I definitely think that you deserve lots of love and big breasted hugs from me, because you are a very big part of the positives in my life. So thank you for that. I'm definitely not trying to jinx anything for November, but here's what I have planned or what I'd like to accomplish for next month. Actually, before even next month, I really want to try and get out my Spider-Man costume, cuckold, Halloween-y type themed audio. So I know it's cutting it close, but fingers crossed, I will get to that one before Halloween night is over here at least. There's also some things that I obviously couldn't get to in October. One is the mini series, which I'm thinking it will still be sort of the nurse themed mini series that I originally had in mind. So that will be in November. I have an amazing hate fuck script that I wanted to get to. So that's going to be in November. MILF Retreat, another episode of the MILF Retreat, is going to also be coming up in November. I want to get a Thanksgiving audio in November. I know it's American Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving for everyone, but I think that's a good time to slip one of those in there. And because I know American Thanksgiving is sort of later in the month, I really want to get to slip in a live event probably second week of November. I might combine like a chit chat and JOI live event in one, because I think I might only get to one live session in November. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking, would you want to come first with the JOI portion and then have the chit chat? Or would it be better to just chit chat and tease you all and keep you on edge and do the coming at the end? I think you know my choice. I like to tease. So well, I'll send a post on that and let you know the dates on that, but definitely want to squeeze in something live. And then maybe whatever audios inspire me. I mean, I wasn't happy to be away this month, but it was kind of fun to just do my own thing with whatever audios I could squeeze in. Probably, though, I will try to add a continuation story or two for one of the series that I know you all enjoy as well. And last but not least, also next month, I'm going to create the winning audio for the Pick of the Month contest, where you got to submit the first line of an audio, and then I'll create it around that. The winning first line, by the way, was option number 6 on Discord, the one that read, "No, stud, don't stop yet. Now I've got you. You're going to fill up all my holes with your cum." I don't know if it's going to be in that tone that I'm going to start the audio, but that was the winning pick. And as a reminder, you can always submit first lines of an audio for November's Pick of the Month voting. I think I have several in Discord, but I would really love more. You can leave them in the comments of this post, or again, in Discord or wherever you're listening to this. And we'll see how that goes. It seems like it's going to be a fun time. So those are the things that I will be looking forward to next month. And I know I've said this for a while, since last month at least, and I apologize, but I'm sure you understand why I didn't get around to changing the Dropbox library links like I said I would. But I will be doing that within the first week of November and sending you all a message that will include the link for your new Dropbox library access. I've also spent some time while I was resting and recuperating here with my laptop, and in each, I think there's three separate Dropbox libraries, depending on what level you're at. There's like the full library, which includes every single audio I've ever done, all the exclusives, plus the story times and the cocktails and the milk cocktails and all of those and the mashups and everything we had. Then there's the exclusive tier, which includes all of the public and all of the exclusive audios, plus all of the exclusive series and exclusive series extras that are for subscribers and never get released publicly. And then there's the general audio library that includes all of the public-facing audios that I've had, plus other early releases and things that would never get released to the public and random exclusives in there as well. So you get one of those three Dropbox library links, depending on what you're subscribed to. But within each of those libraries, I've actually added a full alphabetized list of all the audios with the audios right there at your fingertips. And I think it's one of the very first things in each Dropbox library. It says alphabetical, then in brackets, like general tier or exclusive tier or full tier Dropbox audio list 2023. And that's where you'll find all the audios for your tier. So if you're in like the highest tier, just be sure if you want to use the alphabetical list that you use the one that's for your full tier, because that's the one that's going to have every single audio in there for you. You have access, of course, to the general audios in the general library because you have access to all libraries. But if you look under that tab for the alphabetical list, you're only going to get the general ones. Whereas if you're looking in your alphabetical library for the full tier, which is the highest tier, it's got every single audio in your alphabetical library. So you won't miss anything and you don't have to go to the others. Hopefully that makes sense. It might not. I might try and explain it a little better or put it in the posting when I change the audio library links. But if you have any questions or you can't find anything or you think you don't have access to something you should have, or any other questions Patreon related or Subscribestar related that you ever have difficulty with, I'm always happy to help you. Just send me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Sometimes, depending on the time zones, I might be asleep when I get it, but it's usually as soon as I wake up or as soon as I can get to my laptop to figure it out, I get back to you. Because it's really important to me that you know where everything is and that you're enjoying easy access to all my naughty content. Oh, and also, not to be confusing, but there's two alphabetical lists in each library because the second one says something like alphabetical list with audio tags. That doesn't have the audios attached to them, but it does have details of each audio and a way to search audios by tags. You can search audios by tags in Patreon. I'm not sure about Subscribestar, but there's also that, and I left that list in each tier as well. It needs to be updated with some of the more recent ones, but it's there in case you're ever searching for anything specific within the Dropbox. You can use the tags to help you there. I just want to make sure you have all the options and make it as easy as possible for you guys to find exactly what you're looking for when you're in the mood and need to scratch that itch. I think that's about it. All my updates for the end of October. And yes, fingers crossed, I'm looking forward to a very, very happy, healthy, fun, and naughty November with you all. Bye for now, my luscious ones, Lacey.